Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
5:32 in the nation's capital. You want some hot chocolate, Anthony? Because the next break, I'll go get you a cup.
You said hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate, yeah.
It's like 90 degrees outside.
And your point is what?
You drink hot chocolate in 90 degree weather?
Yeah, I do.
100 degree weather.
I drink ice water in snow.
That's not bad, though.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know. But then again, we're from two different planets, so
I see.
People on my planet, that's normal.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this planet of yours.
Well, I don't think you really want to go down that rabbit hole.
Okay. Is it me or is it you?
No, I think it's you. I think it's you and the company that you presently are employed.
Now that's the company that I keep.
That you're employing. Yeah. But you like that. I got to give you credit. You know I bow and I go, job well done. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Wow. I shouldn't be in this good a mood, man. It's game week. And I'm really going through a tough time right now because I'm trying to avoid talking about the Nationals. I'm really, really hurting.
But we're gonna get to them. I got some sound from Paul Toboni talking about his decision to move C.J. Abrams to second base.
I know.
You know, Abrams, he isn't fond of the move thus far, but
I can't wait to get to that part.
We'll we can do a next segment after we.
Well, I just need to get over it. You know what I mean? I'm going through.
Yeah, we can do it.
I don't want to be in denial.
Got you.
You know, I want to be in a real life moment because they presented me with so much joy early on, and I'm kind of, the reality is that ship has sailed.
We struggling, man. Struggling might be an understatement, actually.
I agree with you. And but the gap is that way, and at least we got a shot on Sunday to kind of, I guess I'm looking for our personality. If I ask you right now, what's the personality of the Commanders right now? What would you say?
JD5. And JD5, I trust. Because I know what you want it to be. I know you want it to be the ground and pound. What I've seen in practice thus far.
No, correction. I'm going to control the line of scrimmage on both sides.
Well, that too. Well, okay.
On both sides.
All right.
Just control the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, right now we're only doing it on one side of the ball.
Oh, we are?
I think so. The defensive lines look good to me. Offensive line, they have struggled routinely creating holes for running backs to run through, struggling to get push. I mean, they're
had two backs that stood out like Hercules in the game. And our first defensive line was gutted. So I guess we look at the game through different lens. That's fine. There's no one person's.
Yeah, but you're talking about one drive. What happened the rest of the game when the Dolphins tried to run the ball? We seemed to be pretty stout.
Yeah, they didn't get a lot of success.
I know.
We were running the ball well.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I saw.
I want to see that.
But again, we look at the game through a different lens. It's fine. No one person's opinion is the law. We all have the right to have our opinion about what we saw. And then what would we like to see? I think that's where we are now. What do you want to see in Detroit? More defense, more offense, special teams. I think we're taking some positions of finding out who we are with our plays, kicker and our punter. We're pretty good in that category. What are your expectations? And you don't have to have them today. We got a few days. But I think you're looking at where's your target. And if it's not at the backup quarterback position, then I think we're kidding ourselves. Who's going to play in the game? Important. That's important. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's jump on the line. And, well, I tell you what, I am, you can tell aging is a beautiful process, but the reality of it, when I look at the screen, it doesn't look like it used to look back in the day unless I trick it with artificial aid, which means glasses. And that is Mark out in Chevy Chase. Welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
Hey, Doc. How are you doing?
You know, I'm good, man. Anytime I get Anthony to think and and pressure him into really sharing his thoughts, I feel like I win. And I'm winning today. I'm winning.
Yeah, I wanted to say, I just wanted, without kissing ass, say you did a great job all these years with Sam's, and I know that's really difficult to do at times, so I just want to give you a shout-out, say keep on keeping on, keep on doing the good work for the team. You know, hopefully it's going to be a good year. Some of us old-timers aren't even tuning in yet to all this noise with Jaden and the line or the lack of line or the Tunsil injury. We're just going to watch the team the first couple weeks. Hopefully we'll be run-heavy and linebacker, a word for linebackers, you know, linebacker nutsy or crazy or something. And we'll have a good year based around our additions and our improvements. So that's sort of how we feel in our family. And when I spoke to you, I saw you at training camp. What a wonderful man. Thank you, Doc. I'll take you off there.
Oh, great. Thank you, man. And blessings to your family. Everybody gets to approach this the way they want to approach it. He was civil. He had a very good, he was calm. He got a good formula to deal with it. Me, I'm an addict. So it's different. I got to be who I am with it. And I'm uncomfortable right now because I'm still trying to figure out what our identity is. Anthony is satisfied. He's calm. He's collective. Doesn't seem to be stressed by this at all. I envy that. He knows something I don't know. So my eyes don't lie. And hopefully Saturday, by the time that microphone lights up and this thing is over and we're in post-game mode, I'll be a happy fella. Otherwise, I don't know if the entertainer's going to be in town this week or not. And he will be just going completely berserk if it doesn't work out well. We'll see.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
540 here in the nation's capital. Back to the lines. We go lap. Welcome home.
What's up, DLC? Shout out to Southeast Ant, man.
Yeah, Southeast Ant.
Yeah, man. We got a bunch of them out there, man.
Yeah, he's really made. You know what? He might end up getting the key to the city at some point in time in his lifetime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You never know, Doc.
Yeah.
I want to see, you know what I'm saying, the defense, man. I want to see what improvements.
Yeah, Anthony's been real straight about that, and I agree. The defense,
and
who's going to play, defense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, being beat up is part of the business. Injuries, part of the landscape. Deal with it. It's not like it should catch anybody off guard. You plan on it. It's what makes depth critical. You got a huge roster now. It's not the regular season.
It could be. Yeah, in the regular season. Yeah, in the regular season.
Yeah, you got a lot of bodies out there now. Little, I want to see people play. Yeah, let's see who plays. Appreciate the phone call. 541 here in the nation's capital. And it's a good time to see people play, man. The quarterback situation, how many snaps do you think JD5 will get in this contest, if any, Anthony?
I don't think he plays.
So no snaps, okay? And you thumbs up or thumbs down on that?
Again, I don't think the risk is worth the reward, so I'm cool if he doesn't play.
Okay.
I think he'll play a lot in the joint practice next week. That'll be the closest game action that he'll probably get before week one, so.
And your reason for not playing him at all is?
I mean, just the O-line.
You don't think you can protect him?
I mean, it's a lot. I just don't think you need to risk it. Okay. Again, we don't have Marcus Mariota behind us. Like, okay. I'd rather not risk it. During practice, you don't have to necessarily worry about that. He's still getting the game looks, game action.
Yeah.
I'm reluctant to just put him out there.
Love your honesty.
We'll put him out there for one series, six plays, seven plays.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to see seven plays. Like, I don't think the momentum from that one preseason game is going to carry 3 weeks down the road to the first NFL game of the season. Like, if you're worried about momentum from a preseason game that took place 3 weeks earlier, you're crazy. You're crazy. So, again, I would have loved to have seen him out there, but I think what makes the most sense, no need to, like, really put him out there. I think if Mariota wasn't hurt, I may be singing a different tune, but I just really rather not risk JD5. We already have so many guys banged up. Let's not add to it.
And that's an interesting perspective. It makes sense. I could win an argument on either side, to be honest with you. But I'm interested. At least you have a take. 301-230-0980.
What is your take, Doc?
My take is always charge. Move forward. Got to play. Got to get in. If he's not hurt, if he's healthy, then he takes snaps. If he's not healthy, I wouldn't play him. Because
so you wanted to see him play, and how long do you want to see?
Oh,
him play?
I don't need a lot of him. I could do a series or two. I don't need a lot.
And what does that series or two do for you?
It just helps his body get adjusted to Philly. Guy can't go all his
whole. But what's the difference between what he'll do? I mean, I guess.
I need his.
I guess
need
he his, can he can actually be tackled in a real game. Yeah, but outside of that.
That's it. I just need that, his.
What's the difference between what state, he'll do then
well,
and
I
then
just need
the
it.
Ravens?
I don't think it's wise. He never gets hit, and he knows it. And so I don't ever let him get his body acclimated, his internal clocks rolling under the real gun, because I'm scared that I can't protect him. So if that's the case, I don't buy into that. I think if I ain't got enough people to protect my quarterback, that's on me. And it sends a horrible message that I can't get a guy protected to play a series. I didn't say the game.
But what does one series necessarily do, though?
It's for me. And to get him a little
preview.
So it
sounds selfish.
Well, I know it's got – you can't – he's the only guy on the field that never is in live action.
Yeah, but do you expect him to run in
– No, I don't need him to run.
Exactly. So,
and I need to see how the people around him protect him. If I can't trust them to do it, why are they even on my team?
So why are you putting him out there in the first place?
Because it's pro football.
Okay.
Yes, football. And if Mahomes can play, he can damn sure.
Mahomes ain't playing.
He has played.
He has played, and guess what? Jaden has also played in the preseason before.
Mahomes coming off surgery. So maybe the surgery's not right.
Jaden's coming off, you know, his season being shut down early.
Well, again, you asked my opinion. I tell you my opinion. Yeah. You're scared, go to church. And you can we can pray for you. We can do the whole nine yards. 546 is the number. So where are we at? Is this a bubble wrap? If you're not wrong, but what do you think should happen? If we can't protect him, why take him on a trip? Why don't we lock him up in a room and just leave him in a hotel? 547 here, Burgundy and Gold today. Back in a moment.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.